Our Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 9. Our Lady tells us what our respect should be for priests.
My dearest daughter, at other times I have spoken to thee of a complaint which I have against the children of the Church, and especially against the women, in whom the fault is greater. In my sight, it is abominable, because it is so much opposed to my own conduct in life. I repeat it here, in order that thou mayest imitate me, and keep away from what the foolish women and daughters of Belial are guilty of, namely, treating the priests of the Most High without reverence, esteem, or respect. This fault increases day by day in the Church, and therefore I renew this warning already several times recorded. Tell me, my daughter, what must be thought of the fact that priests, the anointed of the Lord, appointed to represent Christ and to consecrate his body and blood, are serving vile, impure, and earthly women? That they should stand uncovered and do reverence to a proud and miserable woman only because she is rich and they are poor? I ask, has the poor priest less dignity than the rich? Or do riches confer a greater or equal dignity, power, and excellence than the one given to priests and ministers by my divine Son? The angels have no regard for the rich on account of their possessions, but they do respect priests for their exalted dignity. Hence, how could such an abuse and perversity creep into the Church, that the appointed of the Lord should be outraged and despised by the faithful, who know and confess them to be sanctified by Christ himself? It is true that the priests themselves are very guilty and reprehensible when they, disregarding their dignity, enslave themselves to the service of other men, and much more, of women. But if priests have some excuse in their poverty, the rich have none in their pride, that they should, on account of the poverty of the priests, oblige them to be servants, when in reality they are masters. This monstrosity is very abominable to the saints and very disagreeable in my eyes, on account of the veneration I had for the priests. Great was my dignity as Mother of God, yet I often prostrated myself at their feet and considered it a great happiness to kiss the ground on which they trod. But the blindness of the world has obscured the dignity and confounded the precious with the vile. It has lowered the priest to a position of the common people by its laws and disorderly customs, making use of the one as well as the other for their degradation. And the same minister who now at the altar offers tremendous sacrifice of the sacred body and blood, afterwards leaves it to serve and subject himself to the service, even of women, who by nature and by condition are so inferior, and sometimes are made even more unworthy by their sins. I wish then, my daughter, that thou seek to make up for this fault and abuse among the children of the Church as far as possible. I give thee to understand that even from my throne in heaven, I look with veneration and respect upon the priests who are on earth. Thou must always regard them with the same veneration, as if they were at the altar, or holding the most blessed sacrament in their hands or at their breast. And even the ornaments and all their vestments thou shouldest hold in great veneration, just as I with reverence provided garments for the apostles. Then, besides what thou hast understood and written concerning the divine scriptures, thou must gauge thy esteem for these writings by what they contain and enclose, and by the means which the Almighty took to incite the evangelists to write them. As well in the Gospels as in the rest of holy writings, the Holy Ghost himself lent his assistance, in order that the Church might be rich and prosperous in the abundance of doctrine, of science and light concerning the mysteries and operations of the Lord. To the Supreme Pontiff of Rome, thou must render highest obedience and veneration before all other men. And when thou hearest him mentioned, show reverence by inclining thy head, as if thou heardest the name of my divine Son, or my own named in thy presence. For on earth he takes the place of Christ, and when I lived in the world, I showed my reverence whenever the name of St. Peter was pronounced, in order that thou mayest practice my doctrine and find grace in the eyes of the Most High, whom all these works please very much. and who considers none of them small if done for his love, I wish that thou be very attentive and a most faithful follower of my footsteps.